Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, we've been talking about buying a home, home buying, and what it takes. Today, we're going to talk about the first three rules of real estate.
Right. The first three rules of real estate, no matter what kind of real estate you're buying, the first three rules are location, location, location.
You're correct.
Where you buy a house makes a big difference. For example, the exact same house located in Ann Arbor is worth more than that house is in Highland Park. That's just the reality in our area, right? So let's talk about that. Location, location, and what determines a good location. We're talking about right now single family homes, right? This doesn't necessarily apply to people like me that are older and might be looking for, you know, a condo or retirement area, but just general rules for single family homes. The first factor in determining good location is school district. School district has the biggest impact on the viability of selling a house. Mm-hmm. And you have to study the area you want to move in. For example, let's take Southfield. Southfield has three school districts in it. Southfield Wow. Schools, Oak Park Schools, and Birmingham Schools. So rather than just saying I want to live in Southfield, understand which school district may have the greatest impact on property values.
Right.
In Southfield's case, things north of 14 Mile Road, I believe it is Birmingham School Districts, and those properties are consistently valued higher than in other places in Southfield. So school district is number one. The second factor is insurance costs.
Yes.
What are the insurance costs going to be, not only for your real estate, your house, but what about your car insurance? Mm-hmm. If you're living in an area that has high premiums, that will affect you, your financial viability going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs insurance, but the money you pay for premiums doesn't really contribute to your overall wealth.
Very
right?
True.
They restore a loss, but they don't really help you grow. So once again, understand how that location is going to affect your car insurance. Even your life insurance is affected by your zip code.
For sure.
So understand those things. The next thing is, where is the house located on the block? Is it at the end of the block or the middle of the block? Is it at the corner on an intersection of a busy street, or is it residential? Those things will affect you. Houses in the middle of a block, if you're talking about a city like Detroit where blocks are paralleled and squared off, will generally be worth more than those that tend toward end, just because there's less traffic.
Oh.
Okay, right? The next is, what's the racial composition of the neighborhood? Now, this shouldn't be a factor, but it is. For, oh, I'm going to say at least since, well, period, since America was legally segregated, white folks and people that evaluate real estate have assumed the presence of Black people bring down property values.
Yeah.
Just their very presence. Now, unfortunately, that's a reality we all have to live with. It doesn't mean you support it or buy into it, but you need to understand how that's going to impact the value of your home. Appraising property values is an art and a science, and a lot has to do with the appraiser's opinions. And appraisers traditionally devalue homes of Black people in Black neighborhoods. It's
Wow.
just a reality. So once again, you need to be aware of that. The next factor is crime data.
Mm-hmm.
How much crime's happening in your zip code and in your area? That's going to affect insurance. That's going to affect your security. That's going to affect how many other people want to buy your home when you exit it. And the final thing we'll talk about today is lot size. How big is the lot?
Right.
The bigger the lot, normally the greater the value and the more desirable a home is. See, understand, a house, even though they appreciate in value, it's really a depreciating asset, because if you don't take care of it or whatever, it'll fall down. But the land is always there.
Right.
The it's land not going isn't anywhere. Going anywhere, right? So the bigger the lot, generally the better the deal. But once again, you got to factor in all these things we talked about. School district, insurance costs, where it is on the block, composition of the neighborhood, those kind of things. How busy is the neighborhood? What kind of things, amenities are around you? You might want to live across from a park, or you might not want to live across from a park,
right?
Depending on what's going on. So that's the thing to remember as we continue on this home buying and home ownership journey. Location, location, location. And quickly, let me tease next week's show. We've got a series coming up on the home buying timeline. We're going to go through the steps of that process on what it takes to buy a home from beginning to end.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. And you can find all the information on what Manta and I talk about on moneysmartlife.org. Also on the YouTube page by the same name and on takecontroltuesday.com. Thank you, Manta.
Thank you.